The Blind Goddess by Anne Holt, translated by Tom Geddes, read by Rula Lenska. The man was dead, conclusively beyond all reasonable doubt. She could tell instantly. Afterwards, she couldn't really explain her absolute certainty. Maybe it was the way he was lying, his face hidden by the rotting leaves, a dog turd right by his ear. No drunk with any self-respect lies down next to a dog turd. She rolled him over carefully. His entire face was missing. It was impossible to recognize anything of what must once have been a person with an individual identity. The chest was a man's, with three holes in it. She had to turn away and retch violently, bringing up nothing but a bitter taste in her mouth and painful cramps in her stomach, letting the corpse fall forward again. She realized, too late, that she had moved it just enough for the head to land in the excrement, which was now spread all over the drenched, dark blonde hair. That was the sight that finally made her throw up, spattering him with the tomato-coloured contents of her stomach. It seemed almost like a derisive gesture of the living towards the dead. The peas from her dinner weren't yet digested, and they lay there like toxic green full stops over the dead man's back. Karen Borg started running. She called her dog and put it on the lead she always carried, mostly for the sake of appearances. The dog scampered excitedly alongside her until it realized that its mistress was sobbing and gasping, and then it decided to contribute its own anxious whining and whimpering to a chorus of lamentation. They ran and ran and ran. Monday, 28th of September, and earlier.